Badass Ryan, how are you today, sir?
What's up, Drew? How's it going, dude?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate you coming in the studio today.
It's an honor, man. I appreciate it.
By the way, somebody tweeted at me and said that Badass Ryan sounds like, what's his name?
Napoleon Dynamite?
No. God, now I got to look and see what his name is. You know that movie, Idiocracy?
Oh, yes.
Dax Shepard.
Oh, my God. I like money.
Yeah, exactly.
Spitting image. So you are here to play a little Who Knows Less. It will be you battling Rob, and then the winner slash loser will battle Carmen.
Right.
Hell yeah.
All right. Then let's see. Ryan is the visitor, so he should go first.
Right.
So Rob team goes last.
Rob's got to get out of the studio.
And head to the soundproof booth.
Hey, go down somewhere. Go.
Soundproof booth?
Yeah, so you can't hear in Joey's room. I have the opener here for Who Knows Less.
Fire it off.
And now, it's time for that great new game show,
Who Knows Less?
Yeah. Who knows less about that?
You have a clock over there, a 30-second clock. Carmen, if you can help him find that, maybe.
Got it?
Yep. Okay.
About stuff.
All right, Ryan, have you played this before or no?
Yeah, when I first came on, I played it.
All right, so we're going to give you a topic. You have to, for 30 seconds, just as much stuff you know about that topic, go bananas with it.
Okay.
If you want to let us know what the topic is, we can go to the phone line and see who they think will know less about this topic.
Topic number one, we are going to go Prohibition.
Okay.
Prohibition.
Oh, I got this.
All right.
Marcus, who will know less about Prohibition? Will it be Badass Ryan or Rob?
I think Ryan's going to win, so Rob's going to lose.
Marcus says Rob will know less about Prohibition than Badass Ryan. Thank you very much, Marcus. Hang on 1 second. We'll see if you're right.
I think Rob's going to know less.
I hate to say this because I like Rob a lot. I'm ambivalent on Ryan. I would say Rob is going to know less.
All right.
Carmen?
I actually think Rob will know more just because every time that Rob has
The game is who will know less.
So Ryan knows less.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
It's the same thing. You're
but
welcome.
Okay, so then 30 seconds are on the clock. Are you ready, Badass Ryan?
Let's get this going.
Let's get this party started right here.
This was an era in America when alcohol was illegal and gangsters would sell it like Al Pacino, and it was portrayed in the show Boardwalk Empire, and it happened in the 1920s, and they would have nightclubs called speakeasies where people would get turned up and drink alcohol illegally back then, and it got passed after the Great Depression in the 1930s around then when it became okay to drink, and this was around the Great Depression, I believe, and this is when alcohol was illegal, so... And this was a bad time for America.
All right.
Wow. Very subjective on that last one, but that was pretty damn impressive. Nice job, Badass Ryan.
Thank you, Badass Drew.
Thank you. So then we wait until the very end to say who got what. Were you taking good notes there? Because he was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was pretty quick, but I have pretty good notes. Yeah, we'll wait and have Rob come in.
All right,
Ryan,
Rob.
You can stay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you already did your stuff.
Yeah. Appreciate the effort, though.
Can I ask how it went, or am I not allowed?
No.
You're not allowed.
Was it funny?
You can ask, but
was it funny?
Don't worry about it.
Sure.
Okay.
Rob, your category is Prohibition.
Okay.
Who knows less about Prohibition, Rob or Ryan? 3, 2, 1, begin.
It was in the 1920s. It was later repealed, probably in the 1930s. People started, bootleggers were big then. People would put moonshine in their cars. Moonshiners became big. I'm just picking out keywords. The TV show Boardwalk Empire, oddly enough, all about Prohibition and the Prohibition era. Prohibition was the revoking of all alcohol in the United States. People would then drink moonshine and other type of products that were not alcohol to get drunk. I don't know how they would do that. Moonshine.
All right.
This is going to be a tough one. Very close battle.
Yeah. Okay, so we had Badass Ryan, who said Prohibition, it was when alcohol was illegal, and there was guys like Al Pacino who would sell it. He said it happened in the 20s. Boardwalk Empire is all about it. They would set up speakeasies where they would go in and drink alcohol illegally, and they'd get turned up. He goes, in the 30s, it was okay to drink, so they stopped the prohibition, and it was a bad time for America.
That's somewhat subjective.
Rob said it happened in the 20s, used a big word and said it was repealed in the 30s. He said that they would have bootleggers where they would have moonshine and people could drink the moonshine. He said that Boardwalk Empire was about the prohibition. And then he said moonshine, 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 moonshine. Oh,
close one.
I got to tell you, Rob said everything right. The only thing that Badass Ryan said wrong was Al Pacino.
Instead of Al Capone.
Right.
That's what I meant. Common mistake.
He did say speakeasies. He said the 20s and 30s.
Yeah, then confused me for Al Pacino. I mean, how could somebody make that kind of mistake? I'm Al Pacino.
Do you need a sip of water?
No, I'm good. I'm Al Pacino over here.
You're Al Pacino?
Yeah.
I think you're confusing Al Pacino and Al Capone. I got to tell you, I think that's a tie.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. That's a tie.
What do we do?
We go again with a different one.
Okay. Let's see. Do we do Rob first this time? Or
yeah, we can go Rob first. Ryan, yeah.
Sounds good.
Beat it, Ryan. Wow. An unprecedented tie.
I don't feel good about myself right now.
You
Listen,
should.
Here's the thing. Is he had a few more things than you did.
But they were wrong. So
no. He only had one thing wrong. But you had repeal, which was really good.
Huge.
Yeah.
So. Huge. Thanks. And the way you repeated moonshine, 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 yeah. I thought really emphatically drove the point home. All right. For this one, 30 seconds are on the clock, and we will go for the Gettysburg Address. The Gettysburg Address.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
It was issued by Abraham Lincoln in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, little known fact, was one of the deadliest sites during the Civil War. The Gettysburg Address, I believe, freed all of the slaves. However, that is also not exactly what happened because then the Civil War took place. Abraham Lincoln wore a top hat because not many people know this. He had a mohawk. It was pink. It was given to him by his wife, Abigail Van Buren. Lincoln also had a cabin that was made out of wood. He lived in it. Lincoln Log Cabins.
Exceptional.
All right. I think somewhere in there you started making jokes. No, we're not making jokes here.
Oh, I'm just being honest. I don't know why I wore a top hat.
Me either, actually. Exceptional job, though, Rob.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You can stay. Right. And then we're going to bring Ryan in.
By the way, I don't know that I would know that much about the Gettysburg Address myself, and I'm some of an amateur historian.
And go.
Gettysburg Address, Ryan. Gettysburg Address. You have 30 seconds to tell us all you know about the Gettysburg Address. Microphone on.
Three.
You got to turn his on, yeah.
Yeah, how you doing? 3, 2, 1, go.
This happened in 1776. It's where Abraham Lincoln talked about how he wants to get rid of slavery, and then he got rid of it. This was right before the Civil War when the North and South were fighting, and it's one of the most powerful speeches of all time because it fixed America and helped shape post-slavery, and we don't have that anymore. And this also had to do with the whole era when the Confederate flag was really popular and we had slaves, and it was just a really bad time in America. It was actually kind of embarrassing, and Abraham Lincoln spoke on it.
All right.
Oh, I'm done now. I already
went. It doesn't matter. You can't look up stuff.
Oh, I'm checking the facts.
He's fact-checking is what he's doing.
You can do that. That's fine.
Yeah. Galvin calculating the scores right now.
Well, I'm still writing. These guys are talking fast.
No one said 4 score and 7 years ago. I was kind of surprised about that.
Oh, yeah.
The famous opening line.
All right. So Rob said it was given by Abraham Lincoln. It was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Fun fact, deadliest site during the Civil War was Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's true, but he said that.
I went to Gettysburg.
What's that?
I went to Gettysburg. That's what they told
okay.
us.
So. Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. Abraham Lincoln wore a top hat because he has a pink mohawk, and he was married to Van Buren.
Abigail
Van Buren, which is not true. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think her last name is Van Buren. She's married to a Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren, to be precise. I think.
And then Ryan said it happened in 1776. he said it was Abraham Lincoln. He said he wanted to get rid of slavery. It was right around the time of the Civil War, North versus South. It was a very powerful speech. He also said Civil War again. And then he said it was where they had the Confederate flag.
Not a close one, Galvin. It might be just Rob versus Badass Ryan all day.
I would have to, even though he started making his dumb pink mohawk and all that stuff, I would have to give this one to Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Nice job, Rob.
He had more factual stuff.
I appreciate the win.
The good news is you've advanced to the second and final round.
Do we want him to advance, or is he out and now Carmen has to take on Badass Ryan?
Ooh, to see who knows less. That's right, because he knew more. Therefore, it is who knows less.
Yeah, you would think he's out now.
So you have lost, but you have actually won.
Yay!
All right.
Winner!
And now it'll be Carmen versus Badass Ryan. Badass Ryan first.
Let's go ladies first.
Ladies first. Carmen, you'll be going first. Badass Ryan, would you leave the room and go to the soundproof booth, please? Thank you. This is going to be a good one.
Let's make this count, people.
Let's do it. Reach deep inside that cerebral cortex of yours, Carmen. Your category will be Wimbledon. 30 seconds are on the clock for you to tell us everything you know about Wimbledon in 3, 2, 1.
Wimbledon, it is a tennis thingy-majiggy. It's a tennis tournament. It just happened this past weekend. I watched it yesterday, which was Sunday. The guy that just won it, he won it last year as well. I want to say it's not in America. It's like over across the pond. But yeah, it's over there. In tennis, there's love, which is zero. They go six. There's two people.
All right.
There's courts.
That's it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was Wimbledon for you.
Uh-huh.
It's across the pond.
All right, one of you guys grab Ryan.
Standing out in the hallway right now.
Bring him back in, please.
Finding out who knows less about Wimbledon. All right. Here he comes. Badass Ryan taking the microphone. Saying nothing about Carmen's performance. Playing it close to the vest. Badass Ryan, you have 30 seconds, sir, to tell us everything that you know about Wimbledon. 3, 2, 1, go.
It is the tennis championship that happens in France. Such guys as Roger Federer and John Malkovich have won over there, and it's a lot of fun. It gets high ratings. It's the most watched tennis event every single year, and it airs on NBC, CBS, or ABC. I'm not sure which one. And it happens during the overnight hours, since it happens overseas, and that's how you can watch it live. But then they show it the next day on tape replay, and it's a badass sport.
All right.
John Malkovich. Woo! France, yeah. Too, huh?
You really confused stuff. Okay, so Carmen said it's a tennis thingamajing.
No.
I changed it.
Well,
relax! I didn't finish, have I? You said tennis thingamajing, then you said tournament. It happened this past weekend because she watched it on Sunday. Winner won last year. Not in America. Across the pond. You said love. That's a tennis term. Ryan said it's the tennis championship. It happens in France. People who have won are such as Roger Federer and John Malkovich. Said it gets big ratings. It's on ABC, NBC, or CBS. He's not really sure. You can watch it overnight, and or it happens overnight, and then you can watch it the next day.
Because of the time difference.
Yeah.
Over there in Great Britain.
So they both said it's a tennis tournament.
Which is true.
Carmen said across the pond, which is true.
Yep.
Ryan said France. That's wrong.
Nope. Roll on.
Ryan did know Roger Federer was a guy, but then he canceled out with John Malkovich.
I meant McEnroe.
McEnroe.
still wrong.
Okay. The winner who won last year, do we know? I don't know. Is that true?
I have
no idea.
Same
guy repeat?
Could be Djokovic.
It is true.
Okay.
Okay.
He's
not in America.
From Serbia.
Love is a tennis term, so that's good. Ryan said that they play overnight, and then you can watch it the next day. I gotta tell you, I think I give this one to Carmen.
Yeah.
Woo woo!
Yep.
Yeah.
Carmen, you knew more, therefore Ryan knew less.
Very nice. Do we want to do one final battle, Rob versus Carmen?
Yeah, absolutely we
do. Ryan, you lost terribly. You are completely out.
You matter not in this one.
My God.
All right, I'll step out.
All right.
We do one more. Do you want to take a person to win this?
I do. What do you have a subject in mind? Because we ran through all three that you just sent over to me.
Yeah, didn't you have...
Yeah, you want to go with one of mine?
Yeah,
tell me which
have.
One, what number wise you want. Caller, who do you think will win this round?
Between Carmen and Badass Ryan?
No, Carmen and Rob, sir.
Oh, between Carmen and Rob? Have you guys given the topic yet?
No, we have not. You want to do the last one there about the...
I say we do the first one, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. We have not given the category yet.
You can give the category now if you want to, because Carmen's going to go first, so...
Category will be Helen Keller. Helen Keller.
I'm going to go with Rob.
Rob will know less.
No, okay. I'm going to go with Carmen.
Carmen will know less. Okay.
Carmen will know less about Helen Keller. Carmen, you have 30 seconds to tell us all you know about Helen Keller. Begin.
I want to say she was born, she was born back in the day. I want to say probably like in the 1930s, 40s, whatever. But she was deaf, blind, and what's the other one? I don't know. But she couldn't see, she couldn't hear, she couldn't talk. She had a caregiver, and for some miraculous reason, she was taught how to read Braille, and she still could communicate, and she was like the first person of her kind to ever be born that way.
Okay.
First person to ever be born deaf and blind. Oh, interesting.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure I do, actually.
All right, Ryan, you want to grab Rob out there, please? I don't even know whether you realize what you did there, Carmen, but I'll inform you here in just a little bit.
Thanks, Calvin.
Well, no. It's
not necessarily bad.
Yeah, it's actually not a bad thing.
No, at all. Rob.
Yes.
Welcome back to Hello. Who Knows Less.
Hi.
Your category, Helen Keller.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds to tell us everything you know about Helen Keller. Begin.
She was blind and deaf. People make a lot of jokes about blind people and deaf people and refer to them as Helen Keller jokes. First name Helen, last name Keller. This was from the 1900s, approximately. I'll give that year. Helen Keller. That's all I got on Helen Keller. Blind, deaf, and Helen Keller, go. Done. Over. 30 seconds is up now.
Oh, he got that part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. Well done, sir.
All right. So, I'll start with Rob. Rob said, Helen Keller, she's blind and deaf. A lot of people make a lot of jokes about the blind and deaf, and they call them Helen Keller jokes. She was born in the 1900s, approximately. Then he said Helen Keller, took a deep breath, said Helen Keller again, and then counted until the 30 seconds was up. Carmen said Helen Keller was born back in the day. She believes the 30s or 40s. She said she is deaf, blind, and then she said Helen Keller couldn't see, hear, or talk. That was the other one. You're right.
Mute.
Dumb. Some people call it. I'm surprised you didn't get that. Said she could read Braille. She had a caretaker who taught her how to do that. And she believes that she was the first person born deaf and blind.
She was the first deaf-blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree.
How do you like that?
Wikipedia said so.
I think this is hands down. Carmen.
Carmen knows more.
Carmen knows more. Rob knows less.
Because I'm in college, biatches.
Adam was wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, Adam. Carmen actually knew more about Helen Keller.
I know, Rob. Thanks a lot, you jerk.
No, you take things just personally, sir. But
way to go,
thank
jerk.
You very much for your phone call. I appreciate it.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.